This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry, hop-infused hard seltzers.
The 1-2 pitch. He struck him out swinging. Gage Wood no hits him, and the Hogs win it 3-0.
Pelican Brewing Company is on the scoreboard with today's Daily Ticker, and in your hand with summertime refreshment, reach for your favorite Pelican brews at a store near you. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Yes, indeedy. We had a great gem of a game yesterday, a no-no. How about that?
First one since 1960, I believe,
on
the College World Series.
Believable. And joining us now is our good friend. We had him on just before the start of this thing. He is back with us again. Yesterday, his team was facing elimination. And then a guy named Gage Wood came out and said, "Don't you worry, Colin Wilson of the Action Network. I got us." And the Razorbacks have a no-no. They defeat Murray State. And so they stay alive in the College World Series. We have a great all-time, oh my God, I can't believe this happened to me as a sports fan moment to share with you, Colin, and the listeners. But I want to start this. What is your most random autograph? We were sharing our random autographs. I have a Brett Hundley autographed picture that was just kind of given to me for some reason. What's the most random autograph you have?
Yeah, I met Will Clark. I was on a business trip in like 2012, and I think the All-Star game somewhere around there was going through Texas, through Arlington. I was at DFW, and my son says, "Dad, we're in the tram that goes around DFW." And my son says, "Dad, that's Will Clark. We have cards of him." I said, "I do, son. I have a Will Clark card." And Will Clark hears this, and he's a very stoic guy. He doesn't, like, really talk a lot, and he's a big dude. And he's like, "Do you want me to sign your shirt?" And my son says yes, and he just signs my son's shirt. It's the most random, weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What'd you do with the shirt? Did we hang the shirt up? Did we just continue to wear it? What did we do with the shirt?
This this child that was about, you know, 6 years old at the time is now sitting around 19 years old with a T-shirt and a plastic bag. Yeah. He's got Will Everly's son. This is a shirt from Will. Come on. What are we doing here?
That's a pretty cool, proud moment, though, as a dad, I'd imagine, for a six-year-old to recognize Will Clark.
That is badass.
He wasn't a big leaguer anymore at that time, so he recognized him from the card. That's a badass move right there by your kid.
Well, we review all the stats on the back of the cards. We are baseball fanatics.
God, what a great dad you are. Now, I want to bring up an all-time moment because our listeners need to hear this. So you're a Razorback fan, right? And the Razorbacks are coming in. They're the favorite. They unfortunately lose their first game, and so now they're facing elimination. And then Gage Wood comes out and does something we haven't seen in what feels like forever with a no-hitter. And you tell our producer before you hop on, I was there for the first game, not there for the no-no. That has got to feel like all time, like I'm happy it happened, but I'm bummed it happened when it happened.
Look, I think fan is an understatement. So for anyone listening that doesn't know, like I'm a two-time graduate. I got my undergrad and my master's degree. My name is etched on the sidewalk. Like I live in Fayetteville. Like it, that place is, it's home. It is my peaceful place. Other than Bandon Dunes, it is the most peaceful place in the world. So I get there on Saturday, and we're really excited about this game, and it was a disaster. Zach Root couldn't make it out of the second inning. We couldn't hit the ball. I believe we went 0-for-9 with runners on base. LSU fans chanting Go Tigers. I haven't heard this since I went down to Baton Rouge for a football game. We left town, and I said, you know what? I think I've cursed this team. I was there in 2018 when the ball fell for Oregon State to win a national title. I'm here for Zach Root. We just got blown out of the water. I get home to Fayetteville, and Gage Wood throws a near-perfect game. What does he say when he comes off the field? What do you think about your performance, Gage? What he says, I should have hit that guy in the foot. That's all I have to say. I mean, who says that after a no-hitter?
I mean, that was legitimately one hit batter away from being maybe the greatest game ever pitched at any level of baseball. I mean, he was one hitting one guy away from a perfect game with 19 strikeouts. That was insane. What's been the biggest surprise for you so far in the World Series?
Oh, boy. The ball has not been traveling as much. The heat, if you ask anybody that's in Omaha right now, it's been much hotter. Now, the highest was when I was there on Saturday. It was 89 degrees. The humidity's thick, and the ball hasn't really been traveling and getting out. And everybody that goes to Omaha knows it's spacious, knows that it's hard to get it out. But generally, at some point, that lets up, and the ball is going to fly out. Well, that's what's happened last night. That storm finally came through. Those temperatures have dropped 15 degrees. The humidity is down. And that favors power-hitting teams. That favors Oregon State. That favors Arkansas. So what we've seen, this small ball advantage that Coastal's had with the ball not able to fly, I think that's all about to flip here in the next 48 hours.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
You gave us some really good predictions going into the start of all of this with the regionals, the supers, and even at Omaha. I'm curious, Colin Wilson, Action Network, is our guest here on the ticker. I'm curious how would you handicap the remaining teams? Who is the favorite to you based on what you've seen? Is there a one-loss team that you still think can do this? Maybe it is your Razorbacks. How would you handicap this thing, relooking at the bracket so far, how it's shaken out?
Oregon State can absolutely pull this off. I think the number is a little bit inflated today. I projected about minus 130 for Oregon State. Shouldn't be about minus 195, but still, this is going to depend on Eric Segarra, right? I expect James DeCrimmer maybe to get the start, but you're going to get a good heavy amount of Eric Segarra, and if he can pull it off, Louisville is their own worst enemy. I mean, they are the worst defense that's in the field right now. I'm serious. I mean, you just watch one of their games. They're 125th in fielding percentage. Everybody else has a top 30 defense here, but Louisville just cannot absolutely turn a double play. They will hurt themselves, and Oregon State should be fine today. Once you get past that, I think now that you know what Coastal's game is and what Coastal is going to do, you can adjust to that. And I think the power alleys are going to play in favor of the big hitting teams from now on with the weather. So Oregon State has a chance, but the pitching has to be there and they have to shore up this nasty, pesky Coastal team. And then could you have a better spot than Arkansas? And I don't go around and promote teams in losers brackets, but the fact that UCLA and LSU have another six innings to play this morning and the loser has to turn around and play Arkansas tonight at 80 degrees with the ball flying out of the park, that is really bad news. Now, I don't know who's pitching for Arkansas. It's probably going to be Aiden Jimenez, and he can't locate his changeup, but we'll figure that out when we get there. But think about it. Gabe Gackle and Gage Wood for Arkansas have thrown 86% of all pitches thrown for Arkansas. They are completely fresh in the bullpen. They have everybody to throw. And hopefully Zach Rude can, I don't know, maybe get his head straight before he has his next start. But the key is Anthony Ianson for LSU. He threw 44 pitches yesterday. Does he play a role in this 10 a.m. game, or does he play a role in this potential Arkansas game later? I think that's a big thing to do. But definitely Arkansas and Oregon State have a path to come out of the loser's bracket.
Interesting. Now, what did you make of, I think it's Kevin Schnall, the head coach of Coastal Carolina yesterday, telling everybody how to pronounce Chanticleers. Did we know how to properly pronounce Chanticleers?
Listen, for everybody that knows who I am, like Stucky and I have been doing the podcast since 2017 for Action Network. We've been pronouncing it correctly. We are Grayson McCall lover. I've got a Grayson McCall rookie card. I mean,
that's a random autograph right there.
That's a really random autograph.
Yeah, well, we can thank Bowman Chrome U for that. But yeah, that is a pretty random autograph. Yeah, we definitely know who the Shants are. We are big fans of Sunbelt football at the Action Network. So. I'm glad that he's got this chip on his shoulder. It plays well for the team. I think you're a reflection of your team, and that's what he's playing up to.
Yeah, Colin Wilson, our guest here. The Action Network does a great job at actionnetwork.com. Find him on Twitter as well. He's a big Bandon guy. His Razorback's still alive. I got to ask you then, if our teams are able to get out of the loser's bracket, welcome the rematch from 2018, terrified of a rematch of 2018, where would the emotions be seeing that Oregon State logo across the Razorbacks with the College World Series on the line?
Terrified. And I was in Rocco's having a few Jello shots with fellow Razorbacks, and there were Oregon State fans there on their off day on Saturday, and we told them all, we don't want to see you. Could we pay you to leave the bar? You scare us. Take your orange clothes off and get out. We don't want to see you at all. You scare us. So, no, it would be a classic matchup. It would be fantastic. And I can tell you that I personally think that I cursed the Razorbacks by being there in 2018 and being there last Saturday. I don't think I'm going to go back to Omaha. I would die to see a national title. But if I'm there, Oregon State probably gets the national title. So I will not be going back to Omaha.
So if they make the title, you're not going to go back to watch it.
Do I come in the opposite team's colors? Do I come in with like a face mask on? Like, what do I do?
You come in loud and proud, Colin.
I mean, when you feel like you're already a curse and then you see them lose a game and then the first game after you leave is the first no-hitter in the College World Series since 1960, I think you're onto something here, man.
Guys, you were talking to a guy when I was 16 years old. Our football team lost to the Citadel at home in 1992. We lost to North Texas. I was there. I lost to San Jose State. We were there. I'm a curse.
Did you go in any basketball games this year? Because they ended up having a nice little season for themselves.
Yeah, I did. We lost a game there too. So I just think it's best that I don't attend any more Razorback events at all because they seem to lose every time I go.
How long have you been superstitious in your life? Like, do you remember the first moment superstition like creeped into your sports fandom or life?
Yeah, well, as a baseball fan, I grew up a Kansas City Royals fan. They're the closest. And, you know, that whole thing Coastal's got going with the chip on the shoulder little guy always kind of reflected through with the George Brett years growing up. And if you're a baseball guy, you are superstitious. You wear the same pair of socks. You wear the same pair of underwear. You wear certain things. You do things. You don't step on the line when you walk off the field. Like, I'm extremely superstitious, so I've got my clothes lined up. I have the winner clothes, the loser clothes. If I go to Omaha, I'll take a different path. Maybe that was the problem. Like, I'm extremely superstitious.
Well, I tell you what, man, we appreciate you hopping back on with us. If it is Oregon State, Arkansas, and they end up losing again to Oregon State, just buy a Beaver golf ball and just hit it into the ocean next time you go to Bandon is like a little bit of revenge. Maybe that'll break it.
I'm going to put myself in the portal and just move to Corvallis. If that happens, I give up. I'll be an Oregon State alum, you know.
You'd have the most random autograph and the most random story of why you live in a city. Be like, well, they own me, so I just had to move here and support this team now. Colin Wilson, he does great work at the Action Network. He's a good friend of the program. Good luck to your Arkansas Razorbacks. I would love a rematch. It'd be a lot of fun. Obviously, you know, the flashbacks for 2018, they'd play them a million times, but they're two very good teams, and it'd be a lot of fun to watch it. Good luck. Don't have a heart attack watching your team, and hopefully Oregon State meets you in the championship.
Hey, I got a 33-1 on the Beavs. Go Beavs today. Love it. Talk to you guys soon.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.